One of the newcomers to the Indians organization, Jabba Chamberlain, now joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Jabba, great to have you, and of course, welcome to this Indians organization. From an outsider's perspective, what did you think about this organization, and what attracted you to this organization?
We had talked a few years back, and never just came to fruition. But getting the opportunity to get in here early and sign was real important to me, and was able to from afar see how close this team was. And and I think it all starts from the top and in the front office to, creating that dynamic of a winning atmosphere and a winning culture, and, bringing Tito in and the culture that he brings and the winning attitude. And, just the guys they put on the mound, the guys they put in the field are all tremendous. It's not a mystery to see why they've been so successful lately with their energy and the way they play the game. And, it's fun to watch. It's not fun to play against sometimes, but, it's nice to now be a part of it and hopefully share something special with these guys.
Jabba, for a guy who's been on pennant-winning teams and championship teams, how close is this ball club? What's the sense of how close they are to getting to that level?
Really close. The arms they run out there are tremendous, at the – the five guys, and then you've got the guys in the pen that, can go down and just dominate the game. And, as long as you keep it close, it's going to be a battle. And, it always is a battle. You look at times that you play this team, and you never feel like you can blow them out. They're always there. They're always scrapping. They're always doing the little things to be successful. And, being from afar, you get a sense of, the little pieces that, you may be personally be able to help. And, I think there's so many guys, on a roster. They say it's 25, but it takes more than that. And I think, everybody understands that there's a lot of kids in this room that, are going to help us at some point. And, to have that mentality is, you got to push each other every day to get better. And no matter if you played for 10 years or this is your first big league camp, everybody pushes each other to be better. And I just think that creates the winning dynamic and the energy that, can put you over the top sometimes.
Again, we're talking with Jabba Chamberlain as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Jabba, for a guy who has seen a lot of great pitchers, talk about this staff from top to bottom. Obviously, Kluber, Carrasco, right down the line. Just how good is this staff?
It's tremendous. And they all feature something different. There's no guy that you can be like, hey, we had him the night before, and it's kind of similar. It's not. And, they're all competitors. They all like to win. They all take the ball. And it's not fun at bat. I'm glad I don't have to face them. That's for dang sure. So, at any time, you got guys with no-hit stuff. And, I've seen it firsthand, though, how close Carrasco came last year. And, just to watch them pitch, and they're going to do nothing but get better. People forget that, Klubs hasn't been around that long, but yet he is a Cy Young Award winner. And, he's going to do nothing but get better. And, he's just a great leader of how to go about his work. And, I get it. Chance just to watch guys. That's one of my favorite things, is just to watch guys work and how they go about it. And it's been fun to watch those guys. And and then you see Sally, and you start throwing a changeup, split, whatever it is, and it's so easy. And then you got Trevor, who at any time has some of the best stuff in the game. And so it's fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch every 5 days whenever those guys get out there.
And a guy in the locker right next to you here in Goodyear, Cody Anderson, was the pitcher of the month in the American League in September. He was 5-0. He really showed that he's ready to do it at the big league level.
Yeah, it's, to come in and do what he did late, I got to see it one time. And I'm not going to lie, I had to ask myself who this was, because, the stuff was unbelievable. And I've been down here a few times, and I've absolutely had the pleasure of watching that kid work. And it's fun to see somebody that is driven to not rest on that little bit of success that they had. That we're in there every morning together, and it's we salute each other, and know that that's get our day started right, and let's go get after this thing.
Jabba, as a veteran guy, how much leadership, how much advice can you offer to some of these young pitchers? Is that something that you talked about with Tito and maybe Mickey Callaway?
Yeah, see, he's over here. Cody's just trying to give me crap now. But, I think as much as I can try and teach them, I'm going to learn a lot from them as well. And, I've been put in every situation on a baseball field as far as starting and relieving and this, that, and other thing. And I just, I feel like that brings a different dynamic to a ball club. And, hopefully they take something that I feel like I've learned and that can help them, and, and vice versa. I'm going to, look at them and, hey, how, why do you do this or whatever? And I'm I'm not adverse to trying new things either. You know, I've been around, but, you know, as soon as you close your mind and your heart off to things, you know, that's when you stop growing as a person and as an athlete. So, you know, I just try to go out and try to get better every day. And if I see something that I think can help them, you know, I'll throw it out there and hopefully, you know, it takes some hold. But at the same time, you know, I'm going to throw ideas off these young guys too, because that energy is so different. I mean, I can look back and remember when I was 21 in kind of the same way, but you know, you got to feed off each other. The young energy can kind of, you know, mix with the older guys, and it works.
All right, so since Cody's anxious for you to finish up here, one more question and then I'll let you go. But in talking to Tito and Mickey and perhaps the front office, what do you envision your role being with this team? What are your expectations as you come into camp?
I mean, you always try to get better, and at the end of the day, you want to help this team win. I don't care if it's from folding towels to whatever it is, whatever can get this ball club to where it wants to be and where, you know, we feel like we can get. And, you know, I get the ball to the next guy. I mean, at the end of the day, we got a guy at the back end that's pretty good. And, you know, as long as, you know, we keep handing the ball to the next guy, we're going to be in a good situation. So whatever aspect and every facet of the game, no matter what. And I can tell you that there's nothing that they're going to present me that I haven't been presented before, which I think is a good thing, because, you know, I'll never be caught off guard and I'll be able to you know, to embrace it and do some good things for this ball club.
Jabba, I appreciate you spending some time with me. Good luck.
Thank you very much.